From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The man tapped to be the next U.S. commander in Afghanistan goes to Capitol Hill today. General David Petraeus appears at a confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, though most people say General Petraeus will be quickly approved, there will be some questions about strategy.
There's little question that General Petraeus will be confirmed as the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, but that doesn't mean committee members will let Petraeus off the hook. They are expected to sharply focus on his plans for the current counterinsurgency strategy in Afghanistan and what timeline he sees for a drawdown of American troops there. Petraeus's hearing and the military shakeup come at a critical point in the U.S. war efforts in Afghanistan. Violence is up, the strategy has been faltering recently, and there is increased debate about the chances for success there. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
And government investigators conclude in a new report that the U.S. rating system for the ability of Afghan military and police forces to fight on their own is flawed, inconsistent, and unreliable. Competent Afghan forces are critical to the success of U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. In this environment, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the military needs to trim its spending. He says the Pentagon wants to save more than $100 billion in five fiscal years, starting in 2012.
As a matter of principle and political reality, we must do everything possible to make every taxpayer dollar count.
Gates cautions the results may not be seen immediately. Defense contractors may find themselves pushed to cut costs and prices. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan heads into a second day of testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Confirmation hearings have often been more or less a series of speeches. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports senators say in this hearing they plan to push Kagan beyond platitudes to describe her views on hot-button issues.
Members of both parties used their opening statements to urge Kagan to testify frankly. Jeff Sessions of Alabama is the committee's top Republican.
Ms. Kagan has called previous confirmation hearings vapid and hollow, some probably have been, and have argued that nominees for a lifetime position owe a greater degree of candor and openness to the committee.
After hours of statements from senators, it was Kagan's turn to speak.
I've learned that we come closest to getting things right when we approach every person and every issue with an open mind.
She emphasized humility, impartiality, and moderation, making her sound very much like every other Supreme Court nominee in the last decade. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Another nationwide strike in Greece over budget austerity measures, and this time hundreds of tourists are stranded in the main port. Hospitals are operating with emergency staff and banks are closed. This is the fifth major walkout in Greece this year. This is NPR News. Tropical storm Alex is getting stronger and heading for the South Texas and nearby Mexico coasts.
Over the next 24 hours, probably by tonight, we should have a hurricane, more than likely a Category 1 low-end hurricane.
That's National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts in Miami. He says Alex should be close to the coast late tomorrow evening. Investigators are expected to begin gathering evidence as early as today deep inside the West Virginia coal mine where 29 workers died in a massive explosion in April. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that's if a legal challenge from mine owner Massey Energy doesn't keep investigators from going into the mine.
Massey wants emergency consideration of its claim that it cannot be barred from gathering evidence as the explosion investigation finally moves underground. The Mine Safety and Health Administration contends that only federal and state investigators can handle evidence. An agency statement says the rule is necessary to preserve the integrity of the investigation, especially given the potential for criminal charges. It's not clear when the administrative court might act or whether it will hold a hearing or delay the underground probe. Company and union observers are part of the investigation teams. Dangerous conditions in the mine have kept investigators out until now. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The Associated Press reports regulators have not forced airlines to fix a fire threat from cockpit window heaters in some Boeing aircraft. National Transportation Safety Board head Deborah Hersman says there's no shortage of incident reports.
What's missing is the will to do something about it.
There haven't been any crashes or injuries, but some planes have had to make emergency landings with smoke-filled cabins. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.